I should be his one and only.
I'm angry with my husband because he didn't dump his other women and choose me as his one and only.
Your life would be much better if he dumped them. Is that true?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me that it would be better.
And can you absolutely know that it would be better?
No.
How do you react when you believe the thought that he should dump the other women?
I try to undermine them. I try to convince him to be monogamous. I'm always jealous. I think of them constantly and of him with them. I constantly compare myself with them. Am I prettier than this one? Am I smarter than that one?
That's a very painful way to live, sweetheart. It's painful to try to manipulate the man you love, to spend your time plotting how you can get rid of people he loves or wondering if you are as good as they are. Whose business is it whom he sleeps with?
I hate this question.
You hate it because you're holding on to your pain for dear life. You're holding on to your thoughts of, I'm right and he's wrong, I'm the good one, he's the villain. Would you rather be right or free?
I'd rather be free. I really would. I've had enough of this misery.
So whose business is it whom he sleeps with?
It's his business. I know that. It's his business, not mine.
And whose business is it whom you sleep with?
It's my business.
He should sleep with you only. Is that true? What's the reality of it? He doesn't. He sleeps with other women. That's the reality of it. What is, is. It doesn't go along with your morality. It doesn't go along with what society would teach us. And what's the reality of it? It's an outright lie that he should sleep with you only when he doesn't. What happens inside you when you believe the thought that he shouldn't sleep with other women?
I hate him.
And how does that feel inside you?
Awful. I just want to die.
And how do you treat him when you believe the thought that he should be faithful to you?
I rage at him. I cut myself off. I close my heart.
Is that pretty painful?
It's horrible.
The reason you experience pain and loneliness is that you're mentally in his business and it doesn't leave anyone here present with you. Of course you're lonely. She's over there with him, you're over there with him, everyone's over there with him, and there's no one here with you. You think he's supposed to be with you, but you can't even do it. He leaves you, you leave you. What's the difference? The way to stay present is to question your thoughts. He shouldn't sleep with other women. Is that true? I would be much better off if he were with me and not her. Can you absolutely know that that's true? He's not responsible for your misery. You are. You're believing a lie, and that's what's causing your pain. Can you see a reason to drop this thought that argues with reality? He should sleep with me only?
Yes, I hate to suffer.
I see we come from the same school. And please don't try to drop it. No one can drop a thought. We're just seeing a reason to drop it. Can you see a reason to believe that thought that doesn't hurt?
No.
Who would you be without that thought?
I wouldn't hate him so much. Maybe I wouldn't feel so betrayed. I don't know if I could ever open my heart to him again, but at least I would be more understanding.
Sweetheart, an open mind is an open heart. Who knows what you would feel or how you would treat him if you didn't believe your thoughts about him? Who would you be in his presence if you didn't believe the thought that he should get rid of his other women? Close your eyes. Picture him with them. Look at his face without any beliefs that he should choose you. Can you see him?
Yes, he's beautiful. He looks happy.
That's unconditional love. That's who you really are. Now turn it around.
I'm angry with me because I didn't choose me as my one and only. I carried all those other women around in my head with me.
Turn it around again.
I'm angry with me because I chose him as my one and only.
You didn't choose to love him just as he is, the one and only person who is him. And if you want to be monogamous, you can say, sweetheart, I love you just the way you are. I love it that you want 10 women. I want you to have what you want, and I need to leave you now. I'm monogamous, and I want a monogamous partner. That's choosing him as your one and only, the one you love, unchanged. It's just that you don't live with him now. but whether you stay with him or leave, you never have to close your heart. And then you may notice that the next person in front of you is your one and only in the moment when he is with you, and that you don't require him to be anything but what he is. Unconditional love doesn't need to dictate the form.